Welcome to BEN,
Blockchain Education Network.
The largest and longest running network of students, alumni, and professors excited about blockchain across the world. A podcast for students by students, sharing their vision that anyone, regardless of wherever they are in the world, will be able to use blockchain as a vehicle to create wealth for themselves and their communities. This is BEN,
the Blockchain Education Network.
Welcome to the Blockchain Education Network podcast. Here, your host, Antonio. And today we have a very special guest, Marco from the University of Florida. For those of you who don't know, Marco is actually my professor in the first official blockchain course that I took in a former accredited university. And Marco, do you want to start by telling us a little bit about your background and how actually you made this possible? What was your vision? How did you get a blockchain course to be integrated in the curriculum at the University of Florida?
Hi, Antonio, and thank you for having me on your podcast. My name is Marko Suvajic, and I'm an associate director at Digital Worlds Institute at University of Florida. And my background, my passion really is about emerging technologies and how we can implement them in our day-to-day reality. So, you know, I started in actually late 90s and with the whole internet revolution that was happening at the time, worked for a series of startups, and that really kind of gave me the idea of what is happening, how we can participate, how we can push new technologies, and what, you know, what does this world of startup looks like, and what is the goal of a startup, and how to organize one, so on and so forth. Following that, I ran my few of my own startups, primarily in the field of video game design and production. Worked with a lot of large publishers, published about a dozen games, and in parallel started working on my academic career. Now, when I started teaching on a university level, I kept my passion for entrepreneurship, for startups. And I have this passion for creating something out of nothing, if I can put it that way. So I'm not really the person who gets super excited about working with a big system that is completely established. I really like bringing something new. And in doing that, my personal interest was piqued by blockchain technology sometimes around 2014 or so. I started studying it a little bit, getting involved with the community. And then a few years later, I was very much convinced that this is a technology that is going to change the world. And as doing that, I started promoting it on campus at the University of Florida. And in the beginning, it was, you know, I don't want to say it was rough. It was fun, but, you know, I was kind of this crazy guy who talks about Bitcoin. And for most people at the time, Bitcoin was something that you buy drugs and weapons and, you know, illegal stuff with. And it was not necessarily something that they thought of as part of academic reality. So when the opportunity, when I thought of teaching it for the first time, one thing that was really important to me was to create an official formal course, not just a rotating topic, not just a one-off or anything like that, but to actually have a course in the University of Florida catalog with the word blockchain in it. And for those of, you know, for majority of people, we don't really know what goes into doing that, but it's a huge endeavor actually to get a course approved because it has to be done first on the department level, then on the college level, and then we submit it to the university level where it gets vetted and then it gets, you know, you get your feedback and you have to fix it and blah, blah, blah. And once the university approves it, we actually send it to Tallahassee. Tallahassee is the capital of Florida, where there is another body that reviews it. And if they approve it, then we get a what is called permanent number. So it's like DIG36999, Blockchain Innovation and Digital Arts and Sciences. And that was big because that was part of promoting blockchain. It was really important to give it existence, to give it legitimacy, to say, yes, there is an official real class that any student can take where they will learn about what is blockchain and what can you do with it. So that was kind of a really big step in the beginning to kind of give it legitimacy to the whole technology. And that was 3 years ago. And by now we are having a lot of other plans of building additional courses, student clubs, and things like that.
That's awesome to hear. And I find a lot of similarities when I try to officialize the Getter Blockchain Club, at the time the Getter Bitcoin Club, where we had to go and have a meeting with the university. And then they didn't approve it, actually, because at the time was the old Silk Road type news going around. And they're like, why do you want to teach students how to buy drugs? And I was like, no, this is so much more about it, guys. Like, and it was also about educating the officials, the community there. And it was the whole process until we officialized the club and everything was done through. So it's really amazing to hear your story, how you were this visionary and you pushed through to officialize the first course at University of Florida in terms of blockchain. And let me ask you, how many students do you have today going through these courses in every semester?
So University of Florida is doing this thing where we have now students on campus, and then we have a whole other parallel reality called UF Online. University of Florida was recipient of a very large state of Florida grant to create a parallel online experience for all of our departments and all of our degrees. So the on-campus, basically, it's a really simple thing. The state of Florida said every citizen of the state of Florida deserves to have higher education. However, we don't have enough real estate to host all of this. So the only way we can grow, we can scale, is to offer everything online. So now every class that we offer at University of Florida, or majority of classes, as this is still in process and we're still recording some classes and things like that, but Digital World is pretty much at the forefront of this. So we have everything online. So I might have limited amount of students on campus, which is limited literally by which classroom is assigned to me. So during the first couple of years, we had classrooms, I think, that I would get like up to 29, 30 students or something like that. And that's a cap. It's a cap by the fire marshal. It's like, we cannot have more students than that. I might have a waiting list, but that's it. This year, I have a little bit bigger room that it's like a small auditorium, so I can have 50 students on campus. But really, the numbers are coming from online. The numbers are coming that because that becomes unlimited. And there is a both great pro and great con to that, because on a pro side, well, yeah, it's great. Now I can have 100 online students. But on the flip side of that, it does change a little bit the nature of their experience, because it's different if I'm having 25 people in front of me and we can talk and we can have small conversations and we can share network and stuff like that, versus if I have 100 students online. I would love to say it's exactly the same, but it's more difficult. It creates a little bit of a distance, and the sheer volume creates a certain anonymity about it. But those things aside, I think it is amazing that we do have both options, and that students can take it in person and they can take it asynchronous online, meaning they can work in full time. They can take this class in the evening. And Digital World is doing something very unique in the sense that, aside from the class being asynchronous online, there is actually built in real time components. So we don't abandon our students. There is actually real time component both with the TA and with myself. So they get face to face experience through Zoom. But it's real, live, face-to-face opportunity to talk to a professor or a TA about their particular challenges with their project or learning or anything like that.
Awesome. Amazing to hear. What are some of your students' questions, or some that caught your attention, that now students go up to you and talk about NFTs or the digital world? And also, I know the digital art school is very big in VR. I think there's a portion in the course that you guys teach. Where do you see this going, and what is the current demand from students?
What I'm really pleased is that there is a evolution, so to say, of their questions and interests. When we started, a lot of questions had to do with, how do I make money? What should I invest in? Is this a good investment? It was all about speculation on how to make money with crypto. And I am really happy to say that has matured into a different approach of students realizing that this is a new technology that is going to birth a whole new ecosystem of startups, and that these startups are actually leveraging this technology, that in a way that now their questions are, hey, what platform should I build on? What should I learn? Should I still stick with Ethereum, or should I move to Cardano or Algorand or Solana or something like that? And these are kind of questions that I want to have. These are kind of developments that I'm much more interested in building the future developers, you know, creating future developers that will seed the startups of the next 10 to 20 years. And I talk to my students often when they talk about which industry they should get in, you know, should jump into. And obviously, number one is wherever your passion lies. If you're passionate enough about something, you'll make it work. But the second thing is, well, okay, so take a look at what that industry looks like. If you want to go and do video editing, well, that's been around for a really long time, and there's really a lot of people who know how to do it, and a lot of people who've been doing it for a long time and have contacts and stuff like that. Are you really going to be able to get on the market and be at the forefront, right? Versus something like, let's say, blockchain or AI or VR, some of these emerging technologies, there is shortage of people. Like if you take three classes in blockchain and you know how to make smart contract and mint an NFT and a few other things, you are an expert. You are not an expert if you take three classes in anything else, so to say. Like you're just a beginner. So all of a sudden there's this opportunity to become an expert because nobody else knows anything. So, you know, and if you have a passion, you will learn more and stuff like that. But it gives an opportunity to a person who is in their mid-20s, just graduated from college, to actually be in demand by having few of these skill sets. They might not be enough on their own. You might still need to know how to do UI design or VR development and stuff like that. And our students do know that. But by having maybe just few courses in one of these emerging technologies like blockchain really makes a huge difference in what they can look forward to. And is this a field that they can get a job or not? Yes, they can get a job within a month guaranteed, because there's such a hunger and such a shortage of people who know how to develop on blockchain.
Awesome. That's amazing to hear. And now to wrap it up, I know that you have been working on a research lab idea and project for a long time, and that you finally got some funding. And would you like to expand some more on that?
Yes, thank you, Antonio. So, yeah, I had this vision of creating a blockchain research lab at University of Florida for many years now, and it's been in the works. And I'm happy to say that we have received a grant by Algorand Foundation to seed the creation of this lab. So now we are looking to have physical space that where we can host guest speakers and events and accelerators in blockchain. We are moving in, we're moving forward with creation of four non-professional certificate classes. So now you don't have to be a UF student, can take these 4 to 6 weeks kind of boot camp style intensive courses that you at the end you get a UF certificate of attendance that you did introduction to blockchain or blockchain development, so on and so forth. Looking to do this two parallel realities of one, offer education to everyone, regardless of your age or, you know, are you a student or not? And in parallel, we are creating a whole set of electives, both undergrad and graduate at University of Florida, that students will be then able to take and get a certificate in blockchain technology in comparison to the minor or major that they're studying. So it's really fun to see this growth and movement from 3 years ago of being skittish about the new technology, then being kind of interested, and now really looking at it as one of the big elements of the future growth at the University of Florida. We already have huge impact with AI, with a recent $80 million grant that we had from NVIDIA. And now we're looking to do the same with blockchain. And it's a nature of the large institution where things take a long time to do. But once that kind of a large engine cranks up, we do it for, you know, in a big, big way. So all of a sudden, in the next year, we're looking to have graduate certificates, undergraduate certificates, professional certificates, to have a space for the blockchain lab where we were kind of be a nucleus of all of the activities that are happening. We're looking to work with the accelerators to start spinning out startups that are in a blockchain space, and ultimately making Gainesville, you know, putting it on the map as one of the places in US where blockchain is, you know, is growing from the bottom up, where we have now developers, we have students who can make stuff and who can either start their own companies or get hired by bigger companies around. But a lot of activities at University of Florida right now, and looking forward to reporting some more stuff in the year to come.
Amazing to hear that. Super exciting. What would you say to students that are listening to these podcasts and want to get involved or want to learn more? Where should they go, or how can they keep up with the latest updates?
So a few things. First of all, don't be shy. A lot of my students feel that there's this huge obstacle and that somehow they see that there's incredible amount of knowledge and it's hard to take it all in. And somehow I see a lot of students feeling that there are all these other people who are super smart and they just cannot make it, which is so not true. My students are super smart. And once they start learning, they realize that actually a whole lot of people know very little about it. Not that much. It's just first and foremost, get over the initial fear. The second part is start switching slowly from the type of sources of learning. A lot of people get into world of blockchain by watching a lot of YouTube influencers, a lot of crypto people getting on Facebook groups and stuff like that. There are a lot about investing and speculation, and that's all great, but it's also a whole lot of noise. That it's a lot of hype, but it doesn't get you really much further into the industry. It's really worth identifying few things and just saying, you know what? I'm just going to learn how to develop in Solidity. I want to know Ethereum, or I'm going to learn how to do something on Algorand blockchain or whatever it is. Commit yourself to these 2 months, something like that, where you actually learn how to do something on a particular blockchain. And through that experience, you'll actually learn what is different about that protocol in comparison to others. So then you can choose your second topic in a much better way, because you now actually have this understanding. And what I'm saying is that it's a commitment of 2 months, and then right away after that, maybe another 2 months, but of whatever you want to do next. But within the 4 to 5 months, which actually is not that long at all. If you do it right now, you'll be done by the end of the spring semester on your own. You'll actually literally be hireable. You will have skills that go so far beyond anything that your friends are doing right now. So in a way, it's saying pick one of the top technologies today, dive in, learn how to develop. And within a few months, you will maybe want to switch, but you will switch based on your own insight into technology. And then within less than 6 months, you will actually become really, honestly, an expert as a defined as a person who knows more than a vast majority of others. So just trust yourself, jump in. There are a lot of hackathons that you get supported, you get paid to do it by different protocols. Algorand does them, Near does it. A lot of protocols do it. Jump in, meet these people, start producing. And I think that's really the only way forward that makes sense. And if not, people get lost in the buzz and can spend 6 to 12 months still buzzing and still not knowing actually what to do with it other than what they think is going to go up or down tomorrow. So that world is going to slow down and disappear in the years to come. And the world that is going to really grow is the layer one of applications that are being developed. And it's a whole new startup revolution that's going to happen. You'll have a job for a startup. They will pay you in probably some type of crypto plus your salary. And if your startup is successful, you'll be a millionaire and retire. If not, you'll have a great experience and jump to a next startup. But that's the world of the next 5 to 10 years. It's the extreme startup world that is going to just outshine anything that we saw with internet in the 90s.
Awesome to hear that. And Marco, if I am a student in Florida or anywhere in the world, can I go on and take one of your courses, or do I need to enroll in a full degree at University of Florida? How does that work?
So right now, as of today, you have to be a University of Florida student. I'm actually teaching a course this spring. And in the same time, we are developing the professional certificates. So if you want to take it right now, yes, you can actually enroll as a non-credit student and that's fine too. So you don't have to be accepted to University of Florida, but you have to pay the tuition and stuff like that, which is a few $100. It's not like we're not that expensive. And but in the same time, we are literally producing in like right now, in real time, I'm recording in the studio the professional certificate twins of my classes that will be made available to everyone starting the summer of 2022.
Awesome. Amazing to hear that. And thanks for having me on this podcast.
This was another episode of BEN,
Blockchain Education Network.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Also, keep up with us on Twitter and Instagram @blockchainedu and visit our YouTube channel for more valuable blockchain content.